Gristhorpe Man. Around 4,000 years ago, a warrior chieftain, today known as Gristhorpe Man, was buried in a large oak tree coffin inside a barrow or burial mound near Scarborough. This kind of burial is rare, particularly in this area, and with the range of goods within the coffin, it was immediately assumed that he was a high-status individual. The burial took place around the time that Stonehenge and the Great Pyramids were built. He was discovered on local landowner William Beswick's estate on the 10th of July 1834, when workmen were digging in a 40-foot diameter mound situated near the cliff edge at nearby Gristhorpe. They came across an immense log of wood, which, when it fell open the next day, it exposed a complete 6-foot-tall skeleton, partially wrapped in an animal skin cloak, along with a collection of tools, including a bronze dagger blade and whalebone pommel, flints, and a vessel containing food residue. The recovered skeleton underwent a series of conservation and preservation techniques, including being boiled in a glue solution, prior to being wired together for the purposes of display. He has been described as arguably the best preserved 4,000-year-old skeleton in Britain. Extensive scientific research on the skeleton revealed that he was in his early 60s when he died, and had lived in the area most of his life. He had usually been in good health, was combative, but benevolent and quick-witted. He was tall and muscular and had lived on a rich and carefully prepared diet. It was presumed that he was part of a local ruling family. His death was relatively sudden and was probably created by a brain tumour. Gristhorpe Man can be seen in the Rotunda Museum